Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congratulations on getting through your 9 to 5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Rob, can you give us an update on what is happening in the World Cup? I'm sure it is fun. I'm sure it is exciting. I am just not watching the World Cup because I don't know how to work the television.
I mean, we're going to have to fix this. We got to get you to understand how to work the television in there.
You know what? After this, it's not really going to matter because there's not going to be a lot more sporting events on during the day until we get to March Madness next year. There's not going to be a lot of football games on during the day that I need to watch and I need to be paying attention to. So we're about done with this World Cup. I don't know how to work the television. I don't know how to work the remote. I always need you to do it. I feel like I'm 81 years old, so I just decided I give up. I give up. Can you update us on what happened?
The game or match for the day has gone final. France beats Morocco 2-0. Another goal for Kylian Mbappe. He is inevitable. And into the semifinals Tuesday on Fox, France is headed forward.
Okay, so if I understand this correctly, if Spain wins...
Spain-France is the semifinal on that side.
Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we know what time that would be?
They have not picked times yet, or they haven't announced times yet on Fox. All right, haven't seen them come across.
But hopefully that game's at night, so we all can sit down and watch it.
Correct.
And I don't want it to be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon like this one was. I don't know whose idea it was to have a 3 o'clock Thursday World Cup kick in the United States. I could see if this was somewhere else. Like, who set up this television schedule?
Now it's designed to have everyone because tomorrow Spain Belgium's at 2 o'clock.
But who does this help? There's only one game today. Why was it in the middle of the day?
By the way, France in their semifinal match will be at 2 o'clock. So,
whose idea was this? I'm serious. I don't understand.
I think the thought process by FIFA is you put it 2 o'clock, you know, Kansas City time, 3 o'clock in the East. It's not 2 a.m. in England. It's not, you know, 5 a.m.
They don't seem to care about us when it's time for their World Cup. They got you in the middle of the night watching games in Saudi Arabia during football season. Why are we accommodating them? 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
In Boston?
Sellout, by the way.
I mean, you know what? Now the hydration breaks make sense. You got them playing at 2 o'clock in July. I don't get it. I don't understand.
So we got to get that TV fixed because 2 o'clock.
Saturday night, they got it. They got it the way they need to be. I'm actually really interested in this Norway-England game. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Your fascination with Norway has been fun to watch.
Yeah, early on. Because you know what? I discovered him.
Is that what happened?
That's what happened. I discovered him. I'll never forget. I was sitting there. I was having brunch. And they had the television on. And I saw this guy score 2 goals. And I was just like, hey, he's really good at soccer. And then I asked Rob. And Rob was like, you know what? You know ball. So, yeah, my favorite team. Well, I have a bet on France, so I want to see them do well, obviously for financial reasons. But Norway. So, yeah, I'm rooting for Norway. I want to see Norway come out of this side of the bracket between Norway, England, Argentina, and Switzerland. I mean, Messi's already won one. I mean, I would cheer for him, but he's already won one before. He won the, what's the MVP award you get?
Golden Boot?
Yeah, he won that last year. So he's already got one. Let's let somebody new get a chance. So I'm rooting for Norway.
That's fair. It will be, but I mean, France, Spain, or even France, Belgium will be a great time.
If they put this game on Tuesday, it's going to be Tuesday at 2 o'clock again.
Tuesday at 2.
Bro, what's going on here?
We got to get you to figure out those TVs.
I want to see that one. France and Spain.
I believe the next one will be Wednesday at 2 as well.
2 o'clock?
Argentina versus Norway.
They're doing that on Sunday, too. Sunday is going to be at 2 o'clock next Sunday for the championship.
Well, that makes sense for the final. Standalone 2 o'clock.
No, let's put it at night. We put events on in this country, primetime events. We put them on at night.
What are you talking about? The 325 CBS is primetime.
That's different. It's football. I don't know. It's different. You make a good point. I have nothing else to say. I didn't have a counter to what you said. It's different is what I want to tell you. It's different. Somebody said Mbappe, he left with an injury. He's hurt.
I mean, he's walking around in post-game celebrating.
Christian Pulisic, he'd be out for the rest of the tournament. He'd be done.
This goal, you don't have a TV in there, but
I'll see it eventually.
The goal Mbappe scores is really enjoyable. Yeah,
he's the best soccer player in the world.
He's now second all time in knockout round goals. 25 years old.
Yeah, I think he's the best. I mean, I don't know, but that's just what I see. He looks like the best soccer player in the world to me. I put him 1, Messi 2, and Haaland 3. That's what I think the top 3 is.
Wow, the disrespect for Lamine Yamal is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he's okay. I mean, he's all right. He's having an okay World Cup. Not like those other two guys. They're having amazing World Cups. He's just having a fine World Cup. Those other guys are having an amazing World Cup. I am interested. 913-586-7965. Are you guys still into this? Like, I don't think you guys are expecting us to do these super serious breakdowns when it comes to it. But, I mean, just a large majority of these games come on during the day for the rest of this tournament. And there's no more U.S., like, tomorrow, there's a game at 2. Saturday's a little bit different. It's the weekend. There's no game on Sunday. I don't know who scheduled this. There's no game on Sunday. Monday, there's no game. Tuesday at 2. Wednesday at 2. So, I mean, we only got about 5 or 6 more games left in this, and a large majority of them are going to happen at work.
I mean, to be fair, one of your big takes is people like the NCAA tournament because it takes part daring work.
It's a little different. We love the NCAA tournament. We like the World Cup. It's cool. It come around every once in a while.
Have you seen the TV ratings?
No, it's great. No, the World Cup is...
Like that England-Mexico game got bananas ratings.
For sure. No, I'm with you. We like the World Cup is like that cousin that when you see him again, it get all those old feelings. You don't want to hang out with that cousin all the time, though. That cousin's crazy. You know that cousin is crazy. He's going to have you up late night drinking, eating foods you shouldn't be drinking. That, yeah, but that's a really fun cousin to hang out with. Let's not compare it to the NCAA tournament. That's your favorite time of the year. Rob, you take off during the NCAA tournament. You can't wait to take off. Someone on the text line says, the World Cup has been fun. I'm over. Who do you have in the Conor McGregor fight? I'm actually going to the Conor McGregor fight. I will be off on Friday because I'll be traveling to Vegas to go to the fight. I don't know anything about it. I just don't want to see Conor get the beats.
I have father time in 5 rounds.
Yeah, I just don't want to see him get the beats. The last couple of times he's gone out there, what I know is he's gotten the beats. Now, if you've been to Vegas before, there's been some great times. Vegas is different when Manny Pacquiao is fighting. Vegas is different when Conor McGregor is fighting. Those are two people that just the energy. You got NBA Summer League and Conor McGregor at the same time. Huh? It's a lot of different groups all in Vegas at one time. It's going to be a great time. Looking forward to it. Can we play this story again, Rob? Can this be hit number one? I know you got to do the read because we love our sponsors.
It can be hit and run. I'll play the read right now.
Hold on. I got to be quiet.
You can't call for a pause.
No, my bad. No, I was going to say hit number one. Can we play that Jungle Law rap? They got a rap now.
By the way, speaking of Jungle Law, and I'll do the read here in a minute, I have confirmed they will be in studio Monday, July 27th.
Oh, here we go. How long?
I told them from 4:15 to either 4:40 or 5, whatever's better for their schedule. So 4 o'clock hour, Jungle Law in studio, July 27th.
I'm perfectly fine if Jungle Law spends the rest of the show. You can reach back out to them and say that we're fine with them spending the rest of the show with us. I'd love to know what Jungle Law thinks about the Chiefs. I'd love for him to answer legal questions. You guys think I'm joking. That's what I'm looking forward to. We don't even got Chiefs training camp. You can't even say, why are you not? There's nothing else to talk about on July 27th. So, yeah, if you want to reach back out to Jungle Law and tell him Carrington is interested in having him for a long period of time, I am. Some of you could probably use some free legal advice. I'm trying to help you get it. It costs for you to ask a lawyer a question. I want to help you.
That'll be the Monday after camp started, so Rasheed Rice might be...
They ain't going to be in pads yet. It don't matter. They ain't going to be in pads yet.
Yeah, but I mean, will he be in legal problems by then?
He might need it for him. That's what I'm saying. Might need to introduce those two.
Mr. Rice is on line one.
Can you play the little rap they have? They have like a rap commercial?
I didn't record it into the system, so I don't know where it is.
Okay, I didn't know. I just heard it during the thing. I'm like, wait, hold on. This sounds new. I never heard this before.
I could probably search to find it.
That must be the one they play on like 103. And they just gave us the same one. They were like, here, we got to use this on both ones. That can't be the one they're playing on Q104. They can't be playing that one. You got the audio? Rob's looking real puzzled at the
computer.
Yeah,
I'm not going to find it.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's all right. Don't worry about it. So that would have been hit number one. Rob missed hit number one. Just saw it go right down the middle of the plate. He's now down 0-1. Got to protect the plate. We will make this hit number two. This was a news story from our friends over at 41 News. This is a bar in the Northland mad that they are not getting the boost from the World Cup.
After years of preparing for one of the world's biggest sporting events, the World Cup has filled Kansas City Stadium, Fan Fest, and bars across KC. But north of the river, it's been a different story.
We thought maybe we'd get a little bit just based on proximity to the airport.
As the Northland reporter, I spent months talking to business owners preparing for this event. For Laura Lowry, owner of Barley and Vine in downtown Platte City, that meant bringing down extra TVs, creating World Cup themed drink specials, and even extending business hours.
It's fun on a USA game, but other than that, the TVs are on and no one's watching them.
Lowry says she believes location has played a big role, being 30 minutes away from where the World Cup activities are taking place.
The people who are coming to Kansas City, they're coming to watch the game and to be a part of these World Cup events. So us being 30 minutes removed from that definitely takes away our opportunity to participate in anything like that.
You know what? I can't remember who said this. Maybe it was somebody on the text line, and I wish I knew who you were because I would give you all the credit in the world. This was the best point anybody has made about the World Cup. If you're not a business that sees a boost when the Chiefs are playing, you should not expect a boost when the NFL draft is in town. You should not expect a boost when the World Cup is in town. Now, I understand there are some exceptions, and because of proximity, there's going to be some businesses downtown that, yes, they don't get your normal Chiefs crowd, but you're within walking distance. Like, there was a restaurant, I can't think of the name of it, it's right on the streetcar line. They took a couple of months off to get ready for the World Cup, and it worked out. It's right there. It's right in the heart of the action. And they have seen a big boost from the World Cup. It's right in the center of it, though. It's less than 5-minute walk away from Union Station. It's a little bit different. But if you're the sports bar or a regular bar, or whatever it is, and on Sundays at 3:25, if you don't get a boost of people coming in to just watch the Chiefs game and be a part of the action and do all of that, I don't know why you thought that this World Cup was going to be radically different. I told you this point. I made this point 6 months ago. I firmly believe those early numbers that were thrown out there by the city, Mayor Quinn Lucas, Kathy Nelson, Pam Kramer, all of them, those early numbers that were thrown out, I think it got a lot of people to start thinking that there was going to be some large pot of gold at the end of the rainbow for everybody. And everybody started counting money. Everybody started thinking that they could Airbnb their house and pay off their mortgage. Everybody thought that their sports bar was going to be the most popping place in the city. And no, that has not happened for a large majority of you. Now, those of you who were right in the heart of the action, I'm sure Blue Line Hockey Bar, shout out to them and their owner, came on the show. I'm sure they're doing great. Phenomenal. They should. They're staying open till 5 o'clock. We haven't heard one story, one incident from them. It's right on the streetcar line. It's right next to Power and Light. It's right next to City Market. I hope they're having all the success in the world. But I just don't know how you thought in Platte City that you were going to get a boost of people coming out there to watch World Cup games. That doesn't even make sense to me. That's not even logical. That doesn't even pass the say it out loud test, in my opinion. Why did you think that?
I don't know who said this. I'm not the first, but I know it's a common sentiment. Those bars should have been doing their best to get locals to come in to take part in the World Cup and not trying to get out-of-towners. no person in town to watch the Dutch was going to do the Orange March down Grand and then jump in an Uber to go to Platte City. They weren't. But you know what you could have done? You could have been a really fun bar for people in Platte City to get away from the World Cup of Palooza. Or, hey, don't worry. And if you're worried about blank being busy downtown, Platte City has you covered with this place. But instead, everyone was chasing the foreign visitors and not everyone hit. And I feel like we're going to have, similar to the draft, story on story on story of, we thought we'd make $1 million and we fell short. Well, that's your own fault to be for thinking that the most popular person in the world, Lionel Messi, would drive people to Leawood, Kansas. It wasn't going to happen.
I'm 100% with you. You had to create that community. You had to create that foundation. I mean, I'm sure there are some bars that are outside of that area that, hey, you got a group of people that come in. Hey, we're doing World Cup specials. Come out here, get a little food, get a little drink, watch the game. Like, one thing we've seen is people want to watch these games in public with other people. People are having watch parties like these are football games. Like, I went to one for the USA game. Like, we didn't have our usual station one. Hey, let me go over here. Let me eat. Let me watch the game. People are doing that like it's football. That's why I made the point. If people are not doing that at your bar regularly for a major college football game, because you know the other place, big Iowa bar, packed during Iowa games. You would think Iowa's the Chiefs, how packed it is. If that's not the kind of business that you usually do, and you are now counting on people for that to be the place they think of to go watch a soccer match, it doesn't add up to me. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes literally no sense at all. I don't know why they thought that would happen.
So I don't know. Somebody on the text line says maybe this was their plan, free advertising. I mean, I'm happy to do. If they want to reach out to me, I'll go stop in. I'll go see them. I don't got nothing against
this. I can't imagine
place.
This was their plan. No offense to the text line. You're telling me their plan was to have people like us talk about how poorly they're doing in the World Cup, and that was their big marketing strategy? If that's the case, their marketing person needs to be fired.
I don't know. Maybe they don't have a marketing person. I mean, I'm serious. If they reached out to me and were like, hey, come stop in, come see it. Hey, I'm happy to go out there. You don't got to give me nothing free. I'll just go out there and just show you some love. I ain't got no issues doing that. But come on now. I don't know if that makes sense to me. It's in Platte City. It's 30 minutes away. I just don't want some story during the Super Bowl where there's a bar in Independence. There's a coffee shop in Independence mad they haven't seen a boost from the Super Bowl. What did you think was going to happen? You thought people were going to get coffee and then go down the Radio Row? Like, you're not being realistic. You're not being realistic here. Stop it. Doesn't make any sense. Do you think that Radio Row will be in Kansas or Missouri?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Like, there's two convention centers. There's the downtown Kansas City one or the Overland Park one. What do you think it's going to be?
They might build one where they might be building one as part of, was it Kingdom Crossing or they're calling that thing?
They're going to try to keep it over there.
They might keep it near a stadium, but as of right now, I would imagine downtown. I mean, they have no problem busting the media all around cities. Like, they were in Miami. You were there. They were nowhere close to the stadium, so maybe it will be downtown.
Yeah, I don't know. I have absolutely no clue.
I do know that Platte City bars are not going to experience a boom that day.
They will on Sunday for the game. Yeah.
How come the media isn't leaving from downtown to come to our bar?
For sure. People will absolutely go out to watch the Super Bowl game if you promote it. You got something cool going on. If there's one thing we love to do in this country, it's gather to watch that one game. Even more so, it'll be in our hometown. So great. Have your little big game party. Don't call it Super Bowl, though, because they ain't playing around.
You know what's really sad is the day after the big game, that small coffee shop in Olathe is not going to experience the boom they anticipated.
Yeah, I don't know.
When the Final Four comes here, I am heartbroken to report. I can tell you right now that Riverside did not experience a boom from the Final Four being in KCK the way they anticipated. That, are we going to do these stores at every major event?
Probably.
When the Women's World Cup comes through.
It's easy. People love it.
I think it's worse for this because people like to hate on soccer more than other sports, but it's been infuriating to watch.
Someone on the text line says this, locals thought a lot of businesses would be busy with tourists and made a lot of them stay home, so a double whammy. I certainly think that was the case early on. I would then say, after about the first 5 days of the World Cup, it then became very clear that wasn't going to be the case. In most places, yes, there are some places that are packed with tourists. Like, no shade toward these other places. I may wait a little bit to get some barbecue. You know, get barbecue in a couple of weeks. Go to Gates in a couple of weeks if you're from here. You've had it a bunch, you know? Wait a little bit. Maybe wait a little bit to go to Joe's. Like, that line
You know what? I've had the Z-Man enough. I'll wait a couple of weeks to go backdoor. Jack Stack, yeah. But most of these places, yeah. No, I think it became very clear. Yeah, it was going to be your normals. It was going to be the customer base that you've already built up. I think that became very, very clear very, very early on.
That's why I know me and you disagreed on the 5 a.m. bar law. But credit the bars that did it, because I don't think the bars staying open until 5 a.m. are raking in international visitors. Like, I haven't sat down and talked with the owners of the Blue Line or the Quaff or where other places that are doing it. But I would imagine the people at the Blue Line at 4 a.m. are more likely to be Kansas Cityans than they are to be English tourists in town. That's a way that they had been catering to their own clientele. Hey, we have a chance to stay open later. You like coming to our bar? We're going to be open later. Like, that, it's a nice way to take care of business.
Coming up in the 5:30 segment, we're going to play my conversation with Danny Parkins. Always good to catch up with Danny. Rob, I actually have not asked you this. Where do you think LeBron is going?
Cleveland.
Okay. So we're on the same page. I think he's going back to Cleveland.
I think he's going back to Cleveland. I think he's friends with James Harden. I don't know why, but he is friends with James Harden. He's played golf with his old Akron buddy, who's like the VP of basketball operations. He has... Now, but then, it isn't the case then, but now he's a good relationship with Dan Gilbert. They are in a team that was what? They were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year against the Knicks. So, like, they are a team that is competitive, and they've moved the cap room around and have a couple young players where LeBron can walk in and be successful and do a farewell tour, all the stuff. I agree with you. I think it's Cleveland. I also agree with you that if it's Philly, yuck.
Did you see this story? Hold on. I don't know if you've seen this or not. But so Madison Square Garden, you know, they have like a VIP database. You know, they give a lot of tickets out. Like a lot of those celebrity tickets, they give them to the celebrities. They don't got to pay for them. So I just saw this story. I was reading it during the break. So Madison Square Garden, they have labels attached to a bunch of celebrities. And they gave this to Taylor Swift and her team about who they wanted to invite. So somebody like Mariska Hargitay, for example, you know, Mariska Hargitay, she was on the low risk, you know, not problematic. Everybody loves Olivia Benson. She's good. Michael Strahan, also on the low risk. You never heard nothing crazy about Michael Strahan. You know, everybody loves Michael Strahan. Eddie Falco. Carmela Soprano.
Edie,
my apologies. Edie Falco. Shout out to her. Carmela Soprano. What do you think that Julia Fox did to get on the do not host?
That's a great question.
I don't know enough about her story to know. Why do you think that she's on the list of people that you can't have at the function?
You think she got overserved?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were going to invite her anyway. No. I'm just saying, can you imagine MSG handed you a list and told you, hey, this person cannot come to your wedding? Is crazy to me.
Is Charles Oakley on that list?
Yes, he for sure. He for sure is on that list.
Yeah, you can't have Oakley. How heartbroken were Kelce and Swift when Charles Oakley was a no-go?
I'm sitting here looking at it. This is crazy. They did have some other people on there. They have Morgan Wallen as medium risk. Why is Morgan Wallen a medium risk and Little John is a high risk? I don't really see Little John doing a whole lot to bother people. He might get the club crunk. He might get people turned up. He hasn't had nearly the issues that Morgan Wallen has had. Why is Morgan Wallen on medium risk?
Maybe he's not asking for tickets the same way Little John is.
I don't know. I just saw this. So I just wanted to share that with you, that they had that list. I can't imagine you get a list from the venue and then they tell you, who's Will Harrison?
I don't know who Will Harrison is.
I feel like he hosted some show or something. Hold on, I'm going to Google him because he was on the do not host list. He's an actor. I don't know. I've never seen anything that he's in.
I have no idea who this is.
This is something you would know, Will Harrison, but he was not. He could not be invited to the wedding.
He was in a complete unknown. I don't know.
There's almost 40,000 people on this list that they have, and they have something by their name for every one of these people.
Yeah, I mean, between Knicks games and concerts and stuff, it makes sense. Sure.
I know that's a list you don't want to be on the do not. Let me ask you this. Do you think Nick Wright is on this list?
Yes.
I think he is too. I would love to see the list. I think my guy's at the point that he's on this list.
Danny's probably not, but
no,
Nick is.
No, not yet. Not yet. It's going to take a little time for my guy to be on the list. But Nick should absolutely be on this 100%. List.
if we find
he
out
he should Nick's, be a no risk. What would Nick do?
I'm gonna say he's probably no risk at all, because there's no way that Nick's gone enough to be a problem.
Yeah, for sure. I was just wondering if you think he's on the list. All right, coming up on the side, I got a chance to catch up with Danny Parkins earlier today. We'll play that for you next. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Earlier today, I got a chance to catch up with my brother. His name is Danny Parkins. He is on First Things First on Fox Sports 1. All of that is great, but that's not what he goes by on this show. Park, what's good?
Good afternoon, C-Dot. What's going on, buddy?
I'm just trying to be more like you, Danny. Every time I look up, you're doing these man on the street bits with Knicks fans. You're getting ready for the World Cup. I'm just trying to be more like you, Danny.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's going very well for me. You should.
All right, Danny, there's a lot that I want to get into. Let's start with this, because you and I think, are very similar in this. I'm not the biggest soccer fan. I'm not going to pretend to be the biggest soccer fan. But if you tell me that the best are competing at something and everybody around it seems to get into it, you can catch my attention for a month. I've really enjoyed this World Cup. You know, I found a favorite. I like the team. I've already been to a game. I've been going to the watch parties. Like, this has been a very easy tournament to get into and follow as we're kind of getting through these dog days of the summer.
Yeah, listen, I am a bigger soccer fan than you, but I'm not a big enough fan where I'm waking up, you know, at 7 in the morning and watching EPL games, you know? Like, I don't, it's just, so I think the World Cup is incredible. I love the World Cup every 4 years, but this World Cup has a few things going for it in that it's a U.S. World Cup, and so the games are in prime time, and they're on our soil. Like, you know, the World Cup that was in Qatar, the games were airing in the middle of the night, and, you know, sometimes when they air in hot, you know, in a couple, two World Cups from now, when it's in Saudi Arabia, they're probably going to have to push it a little bit with weather, and because it'll be too hot, and it'll air during football season. So, like, this World Cup is in America at venues we know in all these great American cities. We get to interact with these unbelievable fans from all over the world, and they kind of have a cultural exchange, which is one of the best parts of sports. Then you get the big brands, Argentina, Spain, England, you know, the teams that you know, like the crests that you care about advancing, and the star players are performing like it's like they're NBA stars. You know, you go to an NBA game, you watch LeBron James, you have a high degree of confidence that he's going to give you at least 25 that night. You know, it's not like baseball where you could see Ohtani and he can go 0-for-4. Well, in soccer, you know, Messi has had an entire World Cup before where he had zero goals. So has Ronaldo. David Beckham had 3 career goals in the World Cup. Zlatan had 0 career World Cup goals. But in this World Cup, if you would have came into it and said, Harry Kane, Erling Haaland, Kylian Mbappe, Lionel Messi, those are the 4 biggest stars in the sport, they have 6, 7, 7, and 8 goals. So the biggest stars are performing, the biggest teams are advancing, the games are in prime time, the games are here in America. So whether you can go to a game or, like you said, watch parties, just interact with people at the game, it's about as easy of a World Cup to consume as we've ever had. And then you add on top of that, as I just keep going here, the U.S. had their most impressive, you know, group stage performance ever in terms of goals scored, and won a knockout round game for the first time since 2002, even though it was around a 32 game and the tournament expanded. Still, like, the U.S. gave you something to root for and get behind also. So it's basically been a perfect start to the tournament.
I listened to your podcast with Bomani, and I agreed with a lot of what you had to say and what he had to say. I feel like the United States hit about as close to their ceiling as they were going to. They dominated their group stage. They were probably in a more favorable group. They were clearly better than Bosnia in the round of 32. They then got to the round of 16. They played a legitimate team from Europe, a team that beat them in February 5-2, and they got their boots smoked. Like, I'm not really sure if you redid this tournament and you started over, I'm not really sure if the U.S. would do much better than what they did. Sure, you're disappointed in how they performed in the game against Belgium, but in terms of expectation and hitting their ceiling, I think they came about as close as they were going to.
I think in retrospect, that is correct, but the goal was at least one more game because of things that you mentioned. Like, now it is four straight World Cups that the U.S. has qualified for where we were eliminated in the round of 16. And, of course, one World Cup, 2018, we didn't even qualify for. So we made it to the exact same round that we have made it to over the last, you know, literally 20 years since 2002 when we made the quarterfinals. The hope was, with Pochettino as manager and with this golden generation, quote-unquote, of U.S. soccer in its athletic prime, that they would take a step forward and have an advantage with, you know, the pot one draw for a host country, the tournament being expanded, and all of those things. So how I've talked about it is this was ultimately a disappointment because the hope was they were going to win at least one more game and then have the measuring stick against a team like Spain. Instead, we had the measuring stick against a team like Belgium, a very good team, but not a tier one, you know, contender, not a France, not an Argentina, not a Spain, et cetera, not an England. And we fell way short and had such a terrible performance in that game against Belgium. But where the progress was made was, if you look in the rearview mirror, like if we're they were the 18th best country in the world at soccer, I think the gap between us and eight is still pretty significant. But I think now the gap between us and 40, 50, 60, 70 is also pretty significant. And so we're moving in the right direction, but there's still a pretty huge gap between us and being like a legitimate contender.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1. You can catch him on First Things First. Danny, I realized a lot of similarities between the NBA as I was watching the World Cup. There's a lot of flopping that upsets people. We have replay like we do in the NBA. There was an officiating controversy that ultimately got overturned. And I'm seeing one of their stars get cooked the way that James Harden would get cooked. There's a lot of similarities. Christian Pulisic, for the last 48 hours, he has been absolutely getting barbecued in the media and on social media.
He has been, and the media and social media is one thing, but it's been like Carly Lloyd, Landon Donovan. You know, that's not you or me or Stephen A. or Nick or someone like that, Bomani having a take. Like, that's like, you know, some of the best American soccer players ever, like the people that would be invited to the parties that he would be invited to, the traffic in the same circles that have worn the same crest across their chest. So I think with Pulisic, that criticism from those people who matter clearly was not because of one game against Belgium. It is a totality of things, whether it's the aloofness, whether it's not being terribly media friendly, whether it is the consistent nagging injuries. And I know the report came out now that there's a micro fracture and he would be out weeks and he would have missed the quarterfinal game. I will take them at their word that it's true, but it also is pretty convenient damage control and spin when he himself right after the game said it was a sprained ankle. Like, so this is new information. Like, if they would have said he broke his leg during the broadcast, I don't think the criticism would have been as high. He himself said that it was a sprained ankle, and I think that led to a lot of the frustration when Landon Donovan said they would have literally needed to amputate his leg for him to come off of the field. But he also, in GQ ahead of this tournament, said it's just another tournament, and he kind of approached it nonchalantly. When Mauricio Pochettino asked for his participation in the Gold Cup tournament leading up to it, he said no, that he wanted to rest after his season with Milan to be in the best form possible for the World Cup. He got a ton of criticism of that from former U.S. players and the current U.S. infrastructure, including his coach. So I don't think this criticism is because of one injury and one bad game and one bad tournament. I think it's clearly been building for a number of years with Pulisic, and where he goes from here, you know, by the next World Cup, he'll be 31. And we know Messi's 38, but we can't hold him to the standard of one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time, to keep dominating. Like, it's very, very likely that Christian Pulisic's Team USA peak is behind him by the time the next World Cup comes around.
Danny, you'll appreciate this story. My sister got into the Royals run because of Alex Gordon. You know, she's into the Chiefs run because of Patrick Mahomes. I've never seen my sister sit and watch soccer more intensely than she did watching Norway a couple of days ago because of Erling Haaland. She was oohing and on and gawking over him. She wanted to watch his YouTube highlights afterward to see other goals that he met. I've never seen her act like this before.
Okay, I mean, listen, it's one thing, you know, your little sister has an athlete crush. I understand. That's one thing. How about I'm watching that game, the Norway-Brazil game. Steph, my beautiful bride, the mother of my two children, she's been kind of watching, but not really. You know, she's on Instagram. She's doing her thing. She sometimes goes upstairs when I'm watching the game. She's not a huge sports fan like that. When he scored that goal, the second one, and he turned and didn't even celebrate, and he just lifted up his shirt, and his teammate jumped onto his back, and he didn't even flinch, my wife made sounds that I've never heard her make. That's a disturbing thought. I was like, oof, okay, I'm sorry. He is everything that I am not, and I can leave the room here for a minute. She was smitten with that Viking hero. It was not great for me and my confidence.
Danny, we got to start rooting for England then. I mean, I don't want to root for England because I like Erling Haaland. We got to start rooting for England now.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, listen, obviously Harry Kane is, like, rich and famous and really talented, but I can at least, like, she's not oohing and ahhing when Harry Kane's picture comes on TV. Like, he kind of looks like me, you know what I mean? Like Erling Haaland is a different sort of figure. And so, yeah, I've actually, you know, she can do whatever she wants, but I've banned Norway viewing on her TV for sure.
I think you're making the right decision. I got to ask you one NBA question before I get you out of here. How much LeBron have you guys been doing? I feel like that's the soap opera that's taking over the league. There's only four realistic options to me. It's either going back home to Cleveland or Miami. It's joining the 76ers or teaming up with Steph in Golden State. At this point, I would be surprised if he went somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I would too. The odds makers would too. Shams's reporting suggests that there's three favorites, and he didn't even include Golden State in that list now that they're not going to get Anthony Davis. So, like, I agree with you. We're doing a ton of LeBron, but we're doing a ton of LeBron for totally justified reasons. His agent hosted a podcast with a whiteboard where he wrote 10 teams on it and invited the debate and discussion about LeBron's fit in all of those 10 teams. And so while I think he is going to Cleveland, and I personally want him to go to Cleveland, no one really cares what I think or want. What I would say is when Rich Paul put up that board, it showed that LeBron is willing to play for the minimum. Like, if he's considering Denver and Boston and San Antonio and Minnesota, like, we do have to be at least open to the possibility of anything. And, like, if LeBron really just wants a fifth ring, he should go to the Spurs. Like, if the fifth ring is the biggest priority, he should go to the Spurs. I think he's going to go east. I think he's going to go to Cleveland. I think most of the tea leaves are pointing in that direction. But if he wants just one more ring and Wemby's going to be a figure for the next 15 years, 20 years in the NBA, and he can reference back, well, you know, LeBron taught me how to win and LeBron helped me get my first, that'll make LeBron's name ring out 20 years from now. So I'm with you with that list that you mentioned, but the Rich Paul podcast makes me at least think anything's possible.
Danny, man, it's great talking to you, man. Enjoy the rest of the World Cup.
Yeah, man. See ya.
Absolutely. That's my guy, Danny Parkins. Got a chance to catch up with him earlier today. Wanted to play that for you. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison and Rob Brenton.
You losers is what you are.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harris. I'm very happy to be here with you on this wonderful Thursday. I will be off tomorrow. Rob will hold you down tomorrow. I believe Binkley will be here tomorrow as well. Rob, have you got a chance to go down to FanFest? I only bring that up because it is ending this weekend. So if you want your opportunity to go down there, see the heart, take your pictures, do all of those things, you got one more opportunity to do all of those things. Do you plan on going down there?
It's a good weekend of concerts down there, too, on top of the soccer.
I think Sheryl Crow's going to be down there one of these days.
I think
right?
Sheryl Crow's tomorrow, and then All American Rejects and Tech N9ne finish it
on Saturday, is my belief.
They got Tech N9ne, like that Popeyes worker. He doing everything out there. It's like his fourth time performing out there.
I mean, he made a Kansas City FIFA song. Like they clearly approached him to be like, we want you to be the Kansas City music ambassador.
He's got like Red Kingdom, but like Soccer Kingdom.
Correct. He's got one like that. I don't know what the name of it is, but yeah. So that's why he's working like that. But All American Rejects is, this may stun you. I was a huge fan when I was younger.
Can you play a song by them? Because I know I've heard of them, but like, is there a song that you're like, oh, you for sure have heard this song?
That's a good question.
Because I know I've heard of the group before, but there's not a song that just pops to my mind.
Dirty Little Secret would be the answer, probably. I'm looking up a clean version for the radio.
Oh, that I'll keep you.
Yeah.
That's by All American Rejects?
That's them,
oh, I did
yeah.
not know that. That's a good 2000s teen movie staple song.
Recession Rock, apparently, is what the kids are going to call it.
Oh, absolutely. Is there anything else they have other than that? Are they a one-hit wonder? They can't be a one-hit wonder.
No, they got other stuff. They got, like, Move Along. Like, you know this one.
I've heard this before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, is this the song you were just singing?
Yeah. This one. This is the
okay,
one
yeah, I've
knows.
Heard
so,
them
yeah.
before.
They do Give Him Hell. They do Move Along.
I Hope It Gives You. Okay,
yeah,
I've heard of them
yeah.
before. Like I said, I knew I'd heard of them. I just didn't. I couldn't have pinpointed a song like, oh, yeah, that's by the All American Rejects.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
I don't think that concert's designed for you to love it, but I don't think if you were out there, you'd dislike it, if that makes sense.
I can see it being a good time out there, mm-hmm. especially because everybody's going to be vibing and rocking.
And it's the final night, and it's after the Argentina match. So it'll be
oh, that's a Saturday
vibes.
Night one.
Big vibes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a great time out there for those that are going down there.
And Sheryl Crow's tomorrow.
Going to soak up the sun. It'll be a lot of sun.
I don't know. I know another Sheryl Crow song other than that one.
I don't know. Didn't they say it was going to rain today?
Rain this morning.
Oh, it did? Oh.
Yeah.
I never saw any no rain.
It was
cool. It definitely was cool. I went and got my walk, and it was relatively yeah. cool.
It was rain this morning, like 5, 6 a.m.
Okay.
It wasn't
it looks
like,
beautiful outside right now. I know there's a concert coming up later today. Luke Bryan.
Oh, is that today? Oh, that's out at Morton, right?
Yeah.
Have you been to Morton yet?
No, I'm going to go to that Akon show, though.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
the one.
I'll be at that one. That's the first show that I'm like, oh, I actually want to see that one. But yeah, all these other ones, I don't think I'm in the intended audience for these shows. I don't know who Luke Bryan is.
Yeah, Luke Bryan's not for you.
Remember, we were debating on who Luke Bryan and Luke Combs is. Like, I don't mm-hmm. know the difference of either one of them. I don't know what they look like.
We had this bit. Luke Bryan.
I'm saying I don't know.
Shake It For Me song that used to be on Game.
Oh,
Day.
That country girl. Shake
yeah,
It For
yeah,
Me.
That
yeah,
him.
That's Luke Bryan.
That's Luke Bryan. Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be the last song. I thought you were playing the song. I was like,
no.
I heard some music. I was like, oh, let me hear it again.
No, they're not playing that one.
Who sings that Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy song?
That's Big and Rich.
Oh, okay. That used to be the song, right?
Yeah, that used to be the song.
That used to be the song. All right. Oh, that's a wild song when you really think about it. Like, oh, okay, all right. All right, well, I am out of here. I'll be back on Monday. I'll have stories to tell you. Go Conor McGregor. That's who I'm rooting for. Hopefully that's who you're rooting for. Should I be rooting against Conor? Is Max Holloway? I don't know much about him. I'm rooting for Conor. I want to see Conor win.
Conor will improve your vibes, though, in Vegas. That's what
yeah,
you got to cheer for.
I
want
to see him win. I don't. Just please don't get beat up. You know, I don't want to. I got to sit there and just watch you get beat up. I don't want that. Please, no. I don't need that in my day. All right. I'll catch you guys. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.